Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. We've all been there, right? That moment when everything feels like it's spiraling and negativity starts creeping in like an unwanted house guest. But guess what? Stoicism isn't about burying your feelings or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about equipping yourself with the mental tools to navigate those rough patches with grace, resilience, and yes, even a little bit of positivity. Today, we're diving deep into how to stay positive during those tough times because let's face it, life isn't always a walk in the park. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Madison. Trust me, I get it. But hear me out. Stoicism isn't about forcing yourself to smile through the pain. It's about finding strength and perspective amidst the chaos. It's about recognizing that we can control our reactions even when life throws us curveballs. So buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unpack some powerful strategies to help you cultivate positivity even during the stormiest of seas. First things first, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress them or pretend they don't exist. It's okay to feel sad, frustrated, angry, whatever comes up is valid. Think of it like this. Bottling up emotions is like trying to hold a balloon full of air. Eventually, it's going to burst. But when you acknowledge your feelings, you create space for them to move through you without taking control. Next up, focus on what's within your control. Stoicism emphasizes that we can only truly control our own thoughts and actions, not external circumstances. So instead of dwelling on things you can't change, direct your energy towards what you can influence. Want to feel less stressed? Maybe it's time to prioritize a relaxing evening routine or tackle that nagging task you've been putting off. Remember, even small acts of control can make a big difference in your overall well-being. Practice gratitude. This might sound cheesy, but seriously, it works. When you focus on the good things in your life, no matter how small they seem, a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation, it shifts your perspective and helps to counteract negativity. Try keeping a gratitude journal or simply taking a few moments each day to reflect on what you're thankful for. You'll be surprised at the difference it makes. Seek out positive connections. Spending time with people who uplift you and make you feel good can have a powerful impact on your mood. Surround yourself with those who encourage your growth, celebrate your wins, and offer a listening ear when things get tough. Strong social connections are essential for our mental well-being, so don't underestimate their power. Finally, remember that this too shall pass. Every difficult time is temporary. Remember that even the darkest nights eventually give way to dawn. Hold on to hope, trust in your resilience, and know that brighter days are ahead. You've got this. Think about a time when you were facing a real challenge, maybe a tough deadline at work, a personal setback, or even just a day where everything seemed to go wrong. How did you cope? Did you find yourself spiraling into negativity, or were there moments when you managed to stay positive, even amidst the chaos? I'm guessing there were times when you felt both ways. It's totally normal. The key is learning from those experiences and developing strategies that help you navigate difficult times with more grace and resilience. Remember, staying positive during tough times isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything's perfect. It's about choosing to focus on what you can control, finding strength in yourself and your support system, and remembering that even the darkest nights eventually give way to dawn. So today, I want you to take a moment to reflect. What are some small steps you can take to cultivate more positivity in your life? Maybe it's incorporating a gratitude practice into your routine, connecting with a loved one who lifts you up, or simply taking a few minutes each day to breathe deeply and appreciate the good things around you. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Keep building that stoic core, my friends. And remember, as always, I'm here for you every step of the way. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review if you enjoyed this episode, and join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.